Hello again, Hawk fans, and welcome to another edition of the Kettle Club podcast. My name is Joe Greenwich, and I will be joined momentarily by a pair of standout student athletes here on Hawk Hill. The St. Joseph's field hockey team, currently ranked 11th in the nation as of the most recent NFHCA Division I coaches poll, the Hawks have been putting together quite an outstanding season, both in the non-conference part of their schedule and in conference play. On Friday, they will host Davidson in a key Atlantic 10 game as they pursue a berth in the Atlantic 10 Championship, which will be held right here on Hawk Hill the first Friday and Saturday of November. Before that, let's talk to a couple of their captains. We've got Cassidy Acheson and Nicole Fenton. Cassidy, Nicole, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having us.
How are you guys feeling? I know it's getting towards the end of the year. You guys have been back on campus and competing now for a couple of months. How does it feel just to be at this point in your season, physically, mentally, however?
I would say, I think me and Nicole were just talking about this. It kind of feels surreal to already be kind of towards the end of regular season and hopefully advancing to postseason. But I think we've grown a lot within that time frame. And I think this past weekend is a really good example of our resilience and ability to bounce back and play quality hockey. We've got a really good win, a morale boost on Sunday. So I think we're playing our best, which is always kind of what you want. You kind of want to peak towards the end of the regular season going into postseason. So we're happy about that.
What was it like prepping for your fall season? Not even 4 months after you wrapped up that bizarre spring season that you had here in April of 2021. Was that a big adjustment? Was it just like kind of coming off of a normal spring that just had a little more to it? What was that like for you as a fall athlete, so to speak?
It was definitely an adjustment to play in the spring. Everyone had a lot going on. Maybe their class schedule didn't match up with what they would be taking during a normal season, but honestly, I think it benefited us in the sense that we left campus in pretty good playing hockey shape. So just to continue that through the summer, I would say that transition was probably a lot easier than ever before. And I mean, we lost at the end of last season, which really left a bad taste in our mouth to keep you focused throughout the summer. So I think in a way it was different, but definitely benefited us.
Yeah, I agree. And the only thing I would add is I think we have a good returning group. So to Nicole's point about that loss to VCU at the end, we have a good like core group back to add on with our new players. So I think we kind of have that revenge, kind of the want for revenge for that core group that was there. And I agree with Nicole. I think coming off that season, as bizarre as it was, I think we were still, you know, playing really good field hockey. And I think we've only grown and added to that foundation that we had in the spring with the new people and just the training we've done and the competitive schedule that we've had.
The next question on my list was going to be about all the success that this team has had over the last 5 years. And then in April, you guys fell in the championship game. How much did that fuel you during the offseason? It sounds like quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. So it's a bit different for me because Nicole's kind of been here from the start. But even when I was getting recruited here, that was kind of, you know, the MO that we had been winning the regular season and the championship. That was like a motivating factor for me. That was like really enticing in terms of that automatic bid to NCAAs if you win and get to the A-10s. So I know for us last year was really challenging, and obviously adversity is the first word that comes to mind and everyone faced that. But to get there and to endure all that and then to just fall short, and I think a lot of people would agree we didn't play our best. So that's definitely disappointing. And I would definitely say, I know for me and Nicole, and probably, like I said, that returning group is a main source of fuel for this season. And like I said, those types of losses like UMass on Friday for us to bounce back, that's the resiliency we're looking for and that we're going to need to build upon to go far in postseason.
You're both back for your extra season of eligibility this fall. Was it a difficult decision to come back? And what was it that made you do it?
So I was actually planning on getting my master's from St. Joe's as a full-time student one more year. And when that extra eligibility became an option, it was a no-brainer for me. So I knew since last fall that I was going to take the eligibility. I don't want to say it worked out great that I get to be on this revenge tour with some of my best friends, but I mean, I couldn't ask for anything else to get one more opportunity, one more pretty close to normal year. My parents have loved being a part of this journey for 5 years, so I know they were excited to get to travel to all the big places we got to go to this year. So, I mean, it worked out perfectly in my favor, I would say.
Yeah, for me, similarly, I wasn't as certain as Nicole, but it was definitely kind of in the back of my mind when it got announced that we would have an extra year. And they introduced, we have a plus one program at St. Joe's, so you're able to get your master's in a year, which was definitely an enticing option. And they created a public policy program that I was really interested in. So from an academic side, it made sense. And then athletically, especially with that loss last year, and just last year not being like normal in terms of the duration of the season and the time frame as it was in the spring. I definitely had that kind of like revenge tour mentality, but also just to be part of Hawk hockey for another year was something that was really important to me, and like the ability to come back and with a team that like I knew was going to be so talented and have so much potential, and to see what we've done so far and know that we still have a long way to go is really exciting and just reinforces that I made the right decision.
So you come back, in the fall to what I would describe as a brutal schedule. As we speak, four of your previous opponents are in the top 10, three more are ranked, and you got one more ranked team coming up at the end of the month. What does that do for the team when you play those kind of games with that much regularity? That's half your season almost full of opponents that are among the top teams in the country.
I think it just goes to show that if you want to be the best, you have to play the best. And Lynn has taken this program to new heights, and people have really bought into what she's been putting out there for us and teaching us how to believe in ourselves and that we can play with anyone. And to make St. Joe's a perennial powerhouse, we don't want to just be in the A-10. We want to expand and take over field hockey nationally. We want to be nationally known. And I think we've been working towards that the past 4 years, 5 years, and we're slowly, I think we've arrived and we're gaining respect of people around the country. And it's been really cool. And just the opportunity to see different styles has really made us a great team.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it just speaks volumes to Lynn and like her vision for the program. And like I said, that's been her, her desire, I think, since she got to St. Joe's. And just to be a part of that, to play UNC, Rutgers, Maryland, Penn State, and to just see, I think, for the team, for the morale, like, we can hang with those teams, we can beat those teams, we can take them to double overtime. And that's something that I think for a lot of people coming here, to Nicole's point, like, we're not just a conference team, we're not just here to win A-10. Of course, that's one of our goals, but we want to have a really strong out-of-conference schedule to prepare us for our conference tournament, and then even, you know, potentially get an at-large bid if it comes down to that. So those games, yes, they prepare us, but I think now we've reached a point as a program that we can win those games now. We're not just getting close. We capitalized, especially on the UNC and the Rutgers weekend, which was a huge weekend for us, and then just coming off a win at BC too.
Is there an added sense of belief among yourselves, among your teammates, knowing that your coaching staff has that belief in you to succeed against those teams?
I would say definitely. I think Nicole would agree. In terms of, we've gotten questions since our schedule came out. This is such a big schedule. This is the toughest schedule you guys have had. And honestly, it didn't really faze me at all. To me, it's just a progression of the program. And I think even fall 2019, we had a tough schedule, not as tough, but, and I think last fall we were supposed to have a relatively hard schedule too. So I definitely think, yes, does it instill confidence? Yes. But it also just, you know, sets those expectations that Lynn has, not only for this team, but just for the program in general, and like where she wants it to go. So I think now it's just become an expectation, and it's not a shock. We should be playing Big Ten, ACC teams, anybody ranked top 10, top 25, like, because we're one of those teams now. And like Nicole said, you have to play the best if you want to be the best.
Yeah, it's been fun. Every year it's like, oh, this is the hardest schedule. And then you turn around and it's just even harder. And it makes it fun. It makes it worth it. It makes all the hard work worth it.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about a couple of those big games that we were just alluding to in particular. We'll have more with Cassidy and Nicole in just a moment, so stick around. The Kettle Club Podcast Network is brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics. Rothman Orthopedics, the official team physicians of your St. Joseph's Hawks, provides the region with unmatched orthopedic care. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit www.rothmanortho.com. For orthopedic excellence, think Rothman first. And also by Univest. Handle all your banking remotely with the Univest mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure, because life needs a little more wow. Live life, stay connected with Univest. Univest Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. We're back here with Cassidy Atchison and Nicole Fenton from the St. Joseph's field hockey team. We were just talking about all the tough games that you play over the course of the season. One of the highlights of this year, you already alluded to it, was the weekend in which you beat North Carolina and Rutgers 2 days apart. North Carolina's won the last three national titles, and Rutgers is now up to third in the polls. So what kind of emotions were running through you during those games, and how did it feel afterward, you know, to get such big statement victories and to do it at home as well?
Well, I think we play our best hockey when we're at home. So luckily for us, the A-10 tournament's there too. I think that's a huge momentum shift. I don't know, like going into that week, it was a normal week. We knew we had two big games coming up. There was no disbelief. We really didn't hype it up to be some big thing. It was just another game, and we beat UNC, and that was great. And it was like, all right, we can celebrate tonight. Saturday, we got to come back and have a strong training session. And Sunday, we have another huge game. And I mean, we've played Rutgers every year except last year, I believe. So we've seen that team time and time again. We know their style. Playing UNC was a plus. And I just think the best part about that weekend was we weren't even playing perfect hockey. So we had so much potential that I don't even think we've tapped into yet. So that's been really cool.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think obviously UNC is a huge win. And like you mentioned, Joe, like they just won the last three titles. So obviously in terms of exposure, like Nicole was talking about that, you know, we want to get as a program, that was huge. But I honestly think the Rutgers win on Sunday was almost more valuable, because that was something that was a real statement. Like, we didn't just beat UNC on a, you know, random day on an off day. We came back and we capitalized on the Rutgers game too. And to Nicole's point, we played them before. It's never an easy game. It's always a physical game. And they ended up having a great season as well. So in terms of that, and I think Lynn said this the other day, we kind of just came into that weekend, nothing to lose, and just played fearless. And I think that's when we played our best. And I think we played that way this past Sunday. That's when, to Nicole's point, we're not playing perfect, but we're capitalizing on opportunities and we're getting those big wins. And, you know, when we play like that, I think we can beat anybody.
A lot of times when you see a smaller school or a program that's kind of on the rise, you know, they look at a schedule, they see a Carolina, they see a Rutgers, Maryland, Penn State, and those are games that they circle on the calendar. They bring their best effort, like you're saying. But now that St. Joe's has been where St. Joe's has been, do you get the sense that other teams, and maybe even some of those big name teams, are doing the same thing with you? They're circling that date and saying, this is going to be a really good game. This is a great test. We're looking forward to it. I know everyone in the conference sees the Hawks as the number one team, the team to beat, and the team where they bring their best effort. Do you get that sense otherwise? And if so, how proud does that make you of what you have done as a team?
I would say I definitely think we're starting to gain that respect in terms of, you know, whether it be the circling of the schedule or people just seeing us and thinking this isn't an outright win. So I think in terms of that and what other people think, yes, I think we've gained some ground in that area. But I would just go back to, you know, Lynn talks about the coaches poll. It's a popularity contest. You're always going to have those ACC, those Big Ten schools in there. And what matters for us is when we get those opponents and how we play. And if we can come out with a win, that's when we gain the most respect, is when we produce results. And the same thing with winning the Atlantic 10 tournament and then going to NCAAs and making a mark there, which we haven't done yet, which is a goal of this team, which I feel really confident we can achieve. And I think, you know, once we reach that milestone, like it'll be the Final Four next and then a national championship next. So, you know, we have a lot of room to grow, but I think we've hit amazing strides. And I definitely think we've gained respect as a program. And, you know, that's attributed to all the people who came before us and started, you know, the climb from that 64th, 67th, whatever it was ranking up to now, where we have become a threatening opponent for a lot of teams on their schedule.
Yeah, I agree. I think every year I've been on the team, we've shocked some people, which I don't, it doesn't really come to as a shock to us because it's what we're trained to do. And she, Lynn, really instills in us that we can do anything we put our minds to. And when we're training hard, that's going to translate onto the field. So it is cool to start to gain some respect around the country. There's always more to go because I'm sure people are always counting us out. We're such a small school, probably one of the smallest schools in the top 25, which I take great pride in because, I mean, there's no place like St. Joe's. And I think there's just so much more work to do. And this program really is on the rise. And I'm happy I've been a part of that.
And Nicole, you mentioned the Atlantic 10 Championship on home turf. You were a part of the team the last time the tournament was at Ellen Ryan Field. Hawks came away with the win. How much does that experience motivate you to want to do it again?
Honestly, there's not many of us left on the team that were able to experience that. I think it was just me, Katie, and Jess. I'm really excited to share that with everyone. I think just having the tournament at St. Joe's to see all the support, like all the people that come out, people were wrapped around the fence a couple years ago. It's just really amazing. And to share that with this group makes me really excited.
And Cassidy, you joined the squad right after that title run. So after being a part of the program for the last few years, how special would it be for you to have a chance to compete for a league title at home in front of your family, your friends, your classmates, and all the people? Like Nicole said, the house was packed for that championship game. And how special would it be for you to have the opportunity to experience that?
I mean, I think it would be unbelievable. I remember the day Lynn sent out the email in the summer. She was sending some other information, but put that at the bottom. And I just remember I was had already committed to coming back for my fifth year. And I just remember thinking this could not be more perfect and what a great opportunity to host. And yeah, I'd love to be a part of that. I remember my teammates, my classmates from last year, Sarah, PD, and Jordan, talking about how it was at home. So to be able to experience that for personally and for the whole team, I think it's just going to be to all the things we've talked about really show, you know, the momentum we've gained, not only like nationally and in the field hockey world, but at school and people noticing field hockey and as the prominent program that we are. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it since the summer and has been a main motivation for training. So I think such a great opportunity for us. And I know we're going to do great and hopefully capitalize on the fact that it's at home.
All right. The last question is, you wrap up the regular season, you've talked about already, the goal is to get to and then win the Atlantic 10 championship and earn a trip to the NCAA tournament. So what's the most important thing the Hawks have to do over the next few weeks to achieve those goals, to get that berth in the tournament, to win that title at home, and then have success in the NCAA tournament?
So earlier I talked about how we were really starting to reach our potential and we played UNC and Rutgers. We've had two losses since then. It really is not fun to lose, but they were important lessons we had to take with us. We can't dwell on them too much. Obviously, we lost to UMass on Friday, and then we're able to gather and beat BC on Sunday in a really complete, one of our most complete games, I think. So we've been on this little roller coaster a little bit, but now it's time to keep climbing. And I think that's the only thing we have to worry about is coming to practice every day, ready to focus on one of our bigger goals ahead.
Yeah, I would agree with everything Nicole said. And Lynn said it this past weekend, as Nicole mentioned, lost on Friday, came back on Sunday. And Lynn's main thing was just heart. And it sounds, and it is intangible, but it's just the belief individually and then in the team as a whole that all the goals we set in preseason after the loss last year that we wanted to come back. It's easy to say those things and they're hard to do. So to Nicole's point, coming to training with intent and being able to emulate that high speed and competitiveness that we will see in A-10s, hopefully, and in postseason. That's really important. And I just think, like I said earlier, when we play fearless and we play with heart, we finish, we capitalize, we play our best hockey. It's not perfect, but we find a way, and that's what it's about.
Well, the Hawks have two more home games left on the schedule. First of all, this Friday against Davidson and October 31st against Ohio State. Then hopefully the Atlantic 10 Field Hockey Championship, which will be right here on Hawk Hill, Friday and Saturday, November 5th and 6th. If you've got the chance, absolutely come on out. Support the squad as they wrap up the season and they chase those goals. Nicole, Cassidy, good luck against Davidson, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe.
And thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Be sure to subscribe to the Kettle Club Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can also find us at sguhawks.com/podcasts.